Now, our next guest might be go green, go white. I actually never asked him.
Mr. Gilbert is.
I know Dan Gilbert is without question go green, go white. But Jared Fleischer, you can be whatever you want.
Yes, sir.
He's the CEO of Bedrock, and tomorrow he'll be participating in a conversation on population growth. And I am so happy after being so distraught and disappointed by the overall feeling of the Detroiter, this publication of the Detroit Regional Chamber that says our house is on fire. I'm not blaming them. You don't shoot the messenger.
Correct.
They're just telling us. But I had no idea how bad off we are. It's really bad. But you bring us some joyous, positive information. Once again, Michigan is the place to be as we see population growth for the fourth straight year.
Yes, led by the city of Detroit. I mean, the city of Detroit, before, you know, Mr. Gilbert and Mike Duggan and now Mary Sheffield, you know, came together, the last time Detroit grew was 1957.
Wow.
1957. And then now in 23, 24, and 25, we turned it around. We're leading the state in growth, and it's a model for what we need to do for the rest of Michigan, which is you got to understand that our cities and our state are a product. You want to grow it. You want people to buy it. You've got to give the consumer what they want. We have to build the kind of vibrant city with a quality, affordable housing that people want, and that's what we've done in Detroit, and that's how we're leading the state in growth.
As I see it, too, we're speaking with the CEO of Bedrock, Jared Fleischer. And the country as a whole saw declining growth from July 1st, 2024 to July 1st, 2025, and yet Michigan added about 28,000 residents during
yes.
that time. So it really is very good news in spite of all the bad news.
Yes. I mean, the country's growth, you know, we have declining birth rates. We had obviously a decline in immigration. You know, I'm very bullish on the future of Michigan if we have the right leadership. We have a great climate. We have a beautiful state. We have fresh water. We have a great city in Detroit that we're rebuilding in a great way. Grand Rapids is a great city that's got a more vibrant downtown than ever. We've got to just keep our foot on the gas. We've got to tell our story, and then we can lead the nation in growth.
Yeah, well, that's what we need to do. There's no question about it. There's nothing you and I can do right now about deaths outpacing births in Michigan. This has happened.
Well, Paul, you can. I don't know what your plan is for tonight, but you
right.
can. You can.
You better talk to my wife. She will not be in your fan club,
okay.
I'm just saying. But seriously, that is something that we've been dealing with for a while. We'll figure it out.
Yes, sir. It is, but, you know, Michigan needs in-migration. We need in-migration. We need folks from the coasts who are, you know, in cities with, you know, lots of congestion, unaffordable housing. We need them to move to Michigan for our beautiful state, for our vibrant cities.
The ability to buy a house.
The ability to buy a house. We have relative affordability. That's what we need. And by the way, how did the South grow? How has Florida grown being such a juggernaut? It's all domestic migration. My point of view is it's getting too congested, too unaffordable, and too hot down there. Come back to Michigan. We're building a place for you.
Good for you. Jared Fleischer, CEO of Bedrock. Any way we can help along the way, you let us know.
Yeah, this helps. Telling our story helps.
All right. We'll continue to do it and give our best to Dan Gilbert, if you will, and the
will
whole
do,
team
sir.
There.
Will do. Thank you,
I
sir.
I mean, what you guys have done for the city of Detroit and for the state of Michigan and therefore these United States. We can never thank you enough.
Thank you, sir.
We continue in focus from Mackinac Island on WJR.